Recovery Center in Oconomowoc is in its first year of assisting women, many of whom are new mothers, and they have substance abuse problems. Well, joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is the program director of Bethany, Susan Fisher. And Susan, what are some of the things these women in crisis need?
Oh, boy, there's so many needs that these women have when they come here. They're coming from very challenging backgrounds of trauma and homelessness and drug addiction, alcohol addiction. Many of them are also pregnant, and their moms, their parents, and their needs are great.
How many women do you serve at Bethany?
Oh, gosh, I would have to double check our data on that. I think we served, I want to say, between 150 and 200 women last year. We were fully operational just a little bit over a year ago, so we were ramping up the number of women that we were serving, but I think that's the approximate figure.
What kind of services do you offer?
Well, we are a full-service comprehensive residential treatment center. So women who are coming in will be provided a counselor for one-on-one counseling. They have group counseling, psychoeducation groups, so they might learn about nutrition or parenting or trauma. They have recreational time. We have a food service person on site, so full nutritious meals, outside activities, outside recovery meetings, in-house recovery meetings. It's a full-time job for them while they're here, so we have very comprehensive full services to wrap around them while they're here.
And are there children with them?
So at this point, we are able to accept newborns and infants up to about probably up to about the time they might be crawling. So they're able to bring their newborns and infants with them, or oftentimes we have women that are pregnant and come, deliver their babies here, and then bring their babies back to treatment with them.
I know you said you're in Oconomowoc, but where do most of these women come from?
They're actually from all over the state. We have women that come from as many as 5 or 6 hours away for treatment here. On one of our floors, we have an 18-bed floor where we have a contract with the Department of Corrections, and there's agents from all over the state referring their folks here.
It takes a lot of money to take care of people. And this year, you're sponsoring the first annual Ride for Recovery, and it's going to take place on Saturday, September 16th. Tell us a little bit about this, Susan.
Well, we are so excited about this event. So it is a motorcycle initially focused motorcycle ride charity event. Wisconsin Harley-Davidson out here in Oconomowoc has been an amazing sponsor for us. We'll be starting and stopping there. We're making a couple of stops on our ride out at the Sullivan Saloon in Knucklehead, so we'll be driving through the beautiful Kettle Moraine. We're going to actually drive through the parking lot here at Bethany Recovery Center so the women can see the support and the riders can see what they're supporting. We've got a full afternoon of events at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Breaking Cadence will be there providing music for 3 hours. We have raffle items. We have auction items. A downtown business in Oconomowoc has provided a $5,000 value vineyard trip for us that we'll be raffling off. We have games and activities at all the stops and back at Harley-Davidson. So it's a motorcycle ride charity event and this also larger event with all these other activities.
But how many riders are you expecting?
Well, our goal is 200 riders, which we understand is an ambitious for a first-year run, but the ride co-lead, David and I, have been out face-to-face inviting people at lots of charity events and other motorcycle events and clubs and restaurants that are known to cater to them. We're expecting a great turnout.
Tell us how we can get more information, not just about the Ride for Recovery, but also the Bethany Recovery Center.
We have a website for the ride. It's ride4recovery.org. We also have a Facebook page for the ride. And for Bethany Recovery Center, it's bethany.org/recovery.
One last question, Susan. What kind of feedback do you get from women after they've gone through the recovery program?
Well, many of them do stay in touch with us and they let us know how they're doing. They send us pictures of their babies. They tell us about their jobs and the successes that they're having. We actually also have hired one of our former graduates, and we're super excited to have her on staff. So we hear a lot of really great things. One of the common themes that I hear from the women that have been here is that our recovery center is very, very different from many of the other treatment centers that they've been in. And it's because of our staff. We have an amazing first-class stellar staff that is just passionate and tireless about what they do, and they provide really high-quality services.
Susan Fisher from Bethany Recovery Center, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, Libby.